Here in Chattanooga, the Rossville Boulevard Action and Planning Group seeks to build a thriving community for its residents and businesses, celebrating its diverse culture. A few weeks ago, I spoke with Heather Herwire, the group's director, and Jasmine LeBlanc, director of the Ella Library.
Heather, Jasmine, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tell us more about your group and what it does.
Jasmine and I have both lived in the Eastlake neighborhood, which borders the Rossville Boulevard corridor. We've been neighborhood residents for several years, and we connected in the winter of 2017 just over a shared interest that the Rossville Boulevard corridor has a lot of potential, but we weren't hearing people in the greater Chattanooga community talk about the potential or look at improving the corridor. We launched a community survey in the spring of 2018, which got a lot of feedback and interest. We found other people were feeling the same way. They wanted to see the community improve. They felt that the city should focus their efforts on that. From that survey, we received a grant from the Lindhurst Foundation to do an initial community visioning and kind of a very high-level planning project. We've kind of just continued doing some neighborhood tactical projects and also working on some planning. The RPA did a planning project for the Rossville Boulevard corridor back in 2004, and one thing we're doing is kind of trying to pick up where that project left off, recognizing that the RPA wasn't equipped to execute some of the items in that project, and we're hoping to execute some of those things that were listed there.
Well, also because a lot of the things we heard back from our community members were pretty much the same as the RPA's plan. So we had a good starting point between the interviews that we had been doing, the research we had been doing, and what had already been written down still needed to be executed. So we went ahead and we're trying to implement some of those projects.
Our focus is on Rossville Boulevard from the Tennessee-Georgia state line up to where the interstate crosses over Rossville Boulevard. So it's a 2.2-mile stretch.
And for folks who don't get out there much, tell us what we see there now.
Don't see a whole lot. One of the reasons we just feel like the community is a lot of the buildings look kind of run down. There's not a lot of unity, I think, in how maybe people maintain their property or different types of commercial signs. There's a lot of diversity in the signs. You might see a lot of buildings that are either boarded up, have interesting decor and facade. One of the best things that's happened to our community over the past few years is the influx of Hispanic businesses. So we have maybe 7 Latino tiendas along the boulevard and a few Hispanic restaurants as well. So we've seen those businesses come and they'll buy banks that had been shut down or just old stores that had been shut down, renovate them, and they're working businesses now.
And then tell us about bench building.
Yeah, bench building. We, as we drove around our community, one thing that we're kind of always thinking and wondering about is just placemaking and how Rossville Boulevard might feel like a more inviting and friendly space to be. There's no kind of public seating places. We don't have very many CARTA sanctioned bus stops in our community either, but the bus runs, you know, up and down Rossville Boulevard and through Dodds Avenue every day. So we felt like making benches out of pallets would be an easy way to start, kind of cast the reel and see if there was any interest. So we, over the past 2 years, have built 2 pallet benches ourselves and put them out at different bus stops in the community. And it's exciting to see how well received and utilized they are, whether that be by people riding the city bus or even by students waiting for the school buses. And we had received a second round of funding from the Lindhurst Foundation and thought it could be fun to see if anybody from the community had creative ideas of what they think benches might look like. So we hosted a competition. However, we recognize that people have had a lot going on with the pandemic, and we didn't receive any submissions before our competition officially ended, but we had one neighbor submit a late submission, and then she's also actually coordinating with several other neighbors to complete the remaining benches. So we're excited to put those out, some at a bus stop, a soccer field, hopefully partner with Metropolitan Ministries, which is relocating to the boulevard. They have a bus stop in front of their building, and so we'll plan to put a bench out there to help with their guests.
And then moving forward, what's next?
Yeah, we have a lot of things that we're working on. We've been coordinating with CDOT. One of the projects that we mentioned we wanted to pick up on was electrical work installed along the south end of the boulevard to try and have pedestrian lights, again, to just make the community feel more welcoming and also safer to have lighting in the evening. So we've been working with CDOT to see how we could get those pedestrian lamps installed. Also trying to do some improvements with striping some bike lanes in our community. We recognize that sidewalks are expensive, but by striping a bike lane, we can create a safe place for pedestrians to walk in highly areas. Roswell Boulevard does get a lot of foot traffic, but it also gets a lot of actual traffic, and cars and semi-trucks drive down the boulevard at close to 50 miles an hour. Traffic lights are only half a mile apart. So one concept we've been working with CDOT on is installing a pedestrian refuge so that residents could walk halfway across the street, have a safe place in the median to wait, and then continue to cross over. So we are hopeful that a pedestrian refuge will be installed around the 34th Street intersection later this summer, or hopefully before the end of the calendar year.
And if people want more information about all that you do, where can they go online? Where can they call?
Well, right now, the majority of our work is posted on Facebook. We're working on building out a webpage that has more details since we have a lot of content now. We're also about to put out a couple of open calls for local muralists, primarily, hopefully, if they're in the Eastlake Roswell area, but in the general Chattanooga area would also be great. We just want to be able to highlight the community, bring a little bit more color, and tell some stories that way. And those are going to go out through our Facebook. So Roswell BLVD is where you can find the projects and all the information there. And then when you're there, you can actually sign up for our newsletter, which goes out pretty regularly with updates on what's going on, not overly regularly, but at least once a month, so people can stay connected. And through that, we've managed to build up an advisory group of people who are committed and involved, which has been great in helping keep direction and keep momentum going on the projects that we're working on. The other project that we have going right now is we have a call for stories about the Roswell Boulevard area, trying to pick up where some community storytelling ended in 1986 about the Eastlake community, which had some great moments mentioned from history to that point, but there has been nothing really documenting the community since then. And we know that that was a more trying time for the Chattanooga community as a whole, but we know that even during that time, there were moments that people should remember and celebrate, and we want to be able to capture those memories as they relate to Eastlake, Clifton Hills, and Roswell Boulevard.
All right, Heather, Jasmine, thanks so much.
No, thank you.